We have a tendency to domesticate people and things. Like what you heard in the first reading today. The angels in the scripture sound so powerful and strong and majestic. But yet when we draw angels in art, they tend to be like cute little babies. But harmless, can't do anything to them, right? And the same thing we do to the saints, right? Now St. Francis is nothing more than a garden gnome, right? We put him in the back or in the front of the house so that he can feed the birds or feed the squirrels and other animals. Or Mary became readily available next to a Buddha head and things like that. We have domesticate and make everyone jolly and nice. And the same applies to St. Nicholas. He's now some silly old dude that go around and pass pretty candies to children that we have lost what he actually did. It's easy to domesticate things and make them feel like, oh yeah, they can do no wrong. But if we really study and understand the life of St. Nicholas, we know that he was so zealous for the love of the Lord, and especially in preaching and defending Jesus' own divinity. At the Council of Nicaea, allegedly, he punched Arius because Arius was downplaying the divinity of Christ by saying, oh yeah, Christ is just some super human being. He's not really the Son of God begotten from age to age, right? So we see that Saint Nicholas, the real one, is feisty, but also he's also very kind. There are many stories about him saving innocent people who were about to be executed, as well as he took care of the poor who had no one else to care for them. So what does Saint Nicholas teach us? He teaches us of the true radical charity that we have in Christ Jesus in loving him, to be a good shepherd that is not shy from truly answering the call of God. My brothers and sisters, at the end of the day, we're all imperfect. We're all human beings. We're not someone who walk around. Sometimes we think humility and meekness is that we walk around with our head put down, and like, oh, we're weak, and anyone and everyone can hurt us. No, the saints are strong. They're strong because they don't need to pretend to be someone else, because they already knew who they are in Christ Jesus. They don't have to pretend or prove themselves to anyone, because they knew what they're called to be. And St. Nicholas taught us this great example by what it means to truly be a shepherd. To truly be a good bishop, to care for the people entrusted to him. So, in the end of everything too, in all of our imperfection, weakness, and limitations, God chose us. Not because we're perfect, not because of this or that. God chose us seeing all of our humanity. Yes, he calls us. So what can we do? Perhaps all we can do is answer back to him, here I am, Lord, send me. Because the harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. Even here in our own base community, we have a lot of sheep, but not enough workers, right? A lot of people complain, why aren't these things being done, or oh, why can we make things better? But when it come time to really make this community grow, how many really are invested in this? It's a big old problem in the church, and we see this more even in America. We want other people to change, but we haven't changed ourselves. But the gospel requires us to leave everything behind, just like the Lord Jesus has sent his disciples out into the world to preach the good news today. We're sent so that we're radically dependent on him. With true faith, with true charity, with true commitment, so that we speak of Christ, and we know that we don't preach ourselves, but we preach Christ who is who has always loving us. This week also bring a lot of things for us to contemplate. Tomorrow we'll have St. Ambrose, another one of my favorites. So as we contemplate all these things that lead us, teach us how to be more Christ-like as we come closer to Christmas, ask ourselves, who do we want to be? What kind of saint do you want to be? Some jolly old Saint Nick that can do no wrong and just kind of go around and laugh? Or will we be ones that truly real, vulnerable, and truly dependent on Christ Jesus?